KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. This is Dan here in the studio. We've got a guest in here today. This is Luke Hertz from the city of Mountain Grove. And from what I understand, he is the Director of Tourism and Activities, which is a big title to basically say this is the man to know if you want to know what's going on in Mountain Grove. Is that right, Luke?
That's right. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to talk about some events we have coming up. This weekend, we have the privilege of hosting the PRCA Rodeo, August 21st and 22nd. Both nights starts at 7, gates open at 5 o'clock. We have a lot of action both nights. We have bareback horse riding, saddle bronc horse riding, bull riding, tie down roping, team roping, steer wrestling, and barrel racing both nights. It's going to be a great time packed with action. This is going to be the first time we've had anything like this in town, so don't miss it. We even have a bull coming named Silver Bullet. If you're in the rodeo space, you've heard of that name. He's a four-time national finalist bull, and we're so excited to have these guys come down.
Now, did he get that name because he killed a werewolf or anything like that? Well, let's go ahead and hear about a little bit more as well. What other events are coming up with Mountain Grove outside this weekend?
Yeah, so we have another rodeo actually just a couple weeks later. This is our annual Jeff and Randy Walkow Scholarship Bull Riding Rodeo. It's going to be September 5th, also at the Mountain Grove Fairgrounds, starting at 8 p.m. So definitely want to check that out. You can get tickets at the gate, or for discounted tickets, visit Circle M Western Store.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also said that there were two other smaller events that are coming up in Mountain Grove, too. Why don't we go ahead and cover those real quick?
Yes, yeah, so on September 19th, we are hosting our first ever burger cook-off and concert in Mountain Grove on the square.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, we have, it's going to be a burger competition. We have great prizes donated by local businesses around town. We also have large trophies, as well as we'll advertise everywhere who the real best burger around is. And so we have Eastern Heights is going to be playing for us. They're a band. You've probably seen them at Silver Dollar City. They played on the Branson Bell. Excited to have them come play at our concert as well.
Now, whenever it comes to an event like this, are you inviting just people from the Mountain Grove area or just anybody in the listening area?
We're inviting anybody. It can be a restaurant. It can be a group of friends, a church, a business, whoever wants to put a team together, come have a great night of community and good food and just in great competition and have a good time with us.
Now, when's that happening again?
September 19th. It's a Saturday starting at 4 p.m. Band starts playing at 4:30.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good event for a lot of food trucks to attend if you want to get some more publicity. I mean, if you got some good burgers and you're confident in it, why not win and let people know your name?
That's right. There's no cost to join the event. Just come on down, have a great time with us, and you can sell your burgers. We also have an event if people can come and want to just sample every burger and be part of the People's Choice judging. They can buy a wristband from us. That'll get them a sample of everybody's burger. They can place their vote for the People's Choice champion.
I haven't been shy about the fact that I'm a bit of a foodie, so that sounds like a pretty cool little event there. What's the last one that you wanted to try to reach on today?
Yeah, so our last event is going to be at the Mountain Grove YMCA on October 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is the Empowering Seniors Expo, featuring events for health, fun, and business connections for people that are retired or thinking of retiring. Mm. We're going to have experts with booths for anything from financial resources, health resources, business connections. If you are in that space and you are retired, thinking of retiring, this is a great for you. It's completely free, and we highly encourage you to attend.
Now, events like that, I mean, you start to see those popping up a little bit more here recently, but I think it's really important because there's so many things that sort of happen these days that it's hard to keep track of all the details of, especially whenever you're, I imagine at that state, you know, you're thinking of like long-term care for yourself or wondering how your family's going to kind of take care of themselves. It's a lot of details. So having events like this is great to line things out to giving you a strategy or a game plan for that, right?
Absolutely. It's an important event. They've done this for a few years now, and it's an excellent event for people to find those resources they may not know how to find otherwise. This is a time where you have a room full of experts in this field. So go ahead and pick their brain and find out what you need to know for retirement.
Now, Luke, how long have you been in this position?
So I've been in this position for about 5 months, and I'm really enjoying it so far. I'm not new to the town.
They threw you in the deep end of the pool real quick.
They did. I'm actually the first one to hold this position. It's a new position for the city of Mountain Grove, and really excited to have this position there. I actually grew up in Mountain Grove, lived there my entire life up until I left for college, and I'm really happy to be able to return there and provide events for the city of Mountain Grove.
Well, and I've talked to quite a few different people about this, even Dakota Bates over there with the city now, too. This area is, we're so interdependent upon one another. Like, people think that, like, oh, you know, Willow Springs only cares about Willow or West Plains only cares about West Plains, but it's like you kind of got to care about the region's health as a whole. So anytime that events like this happen, I feel like it's good for all of the towns to support and attend each other's events, as well as kind of inspiring one another to do similar things too. So it's pretty cool to see you guys kind of stepping up and doing more things and kind of getting that word out there about all the stuff that you're doing. A personal question for you though, putting aside your job, which one are you most excited about?
I'm pretty excited about the rodeo, but being also the foodie in me, I got to say the burger cook-off, just because I also want to eat every burger. So.
My man.
All right. Well, is there any kind of like website or anything that people can look at if they're looking for more information on any of these bits of information, or is it a phone number that they can call? How do they contact you?
Yes. So encourage everyone to go to Mountain Grove City Events Facebook page and follow that page. It's where we post any events going on in town, citywide events that we want people to attend. Even if you're not living in Mountain Grove, the surrounding area, highly encourage you to follow that page and see what all the exciting events we have going on in town.
All right, there we go. Luke Hertz in from the city of Mountain Grove talked about several upcoming events that you should be pretty excited about. This is Dan Williams here on KUKU 100.3 Classic Country.